In Europe, as here in the U.S., crash tests are conducted to judge the relative safety of cars, and much of that research is done using crash test dummies. But one testing center in Spain is about to start doing something American researchers have long done, testing cars and safety equipment using human cadavers. They apparently give better data than inanimate dummies, though they're not perfect either. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Albañiz in Spain.
In a warehouse on an arid plateau in the country's northeast, a group of engineers operate what amounts to a giant slingshot. When released, a car simulator catapults forward, then stops abruptly like someone stomped on the brakes. Today's crashes are part of a battery of tests on a new infant car seat at a public research center called TESA. Strapped into it is an infant dummy. Lead engineer Francisco López Valdés says the world owes crash test dummies a lot. They're amazing instruments, he says. There are four or five sensors embedded in each one. They let us measure 150 different values, every tenth of a millisecond, including force, resistance, deceleration, skeletal movement. And yet, he says, researchers know dummies don't perfectly simulate human beings. So while he will learn a lot from today's dummy, soon, he says, his data will vastly improve. To explain, he takes me into a brightly lit room right next to the test track. It's TESA's brand new morgue, complete with freezers where they'll soon be storing human cadavers donated to science. So what new data will cadavers bring to car safety? Mainly whether a new safety product, say a seatbelt or a car seat, will protect you from soft tissue injuries. López Valdés knows from experience. He worked at a similar lab in Virginia. He says the research there saved lives.
Con un fabricante estuvimos ensayando unos sistemas de protección.
We were testing a new safety belt once, he says, and with the dummies we got incredible results. But when we did the follow-up tests with cadavers, he says, we realized that there was a dangerous flaw in the design. The belt protected the thorax, but not the pelvis. You couldn't see this with the dummies, since obviously they don't have working parts in those areas. As a result, López Valdés says the manufacturer fixed the flaw before going to market.
Well, it's not an easy job to build a perfect dummy because the perfect dummy is you and me.
Albert King is a distinguished professor of biomedical engineering at Wayne State, where testing with cadavers all began in 1939. King agrees that cadaver testing has saved countless lives, but even testing with them isn't perfect. There are technical challenges. For example, cadavers can't hold themselves up. King says the U.S. has led Europe on safety tests with cadavers, in part because of red tape within the European Union. But Europe has just approved new guidelines. And as for where López Valdés' cadavers will come from, he says he isn't worried. Spain has the highest organ donor rate in the world. Just yesterday, someone called who'd lost a family member in a road accident, he says. This person wants to donate his own body to prevent further tragedies. Then there's a retired government official who worked in road safety his whole life. He said he wants this to be the natural, logical finale to his career. Both López Valdés and Dr. King stressed that researchers treat cadavers with respect, and they remain anonymous. The biggest challenge, getting child cadavers to test seats like the one here at TESA today. Parents, they say, are understandably reluctant to donate an infant's body for this research. For The World, I'm Sherry Haddon, outside Zaragoza, Spain.